From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama demanded Tuesday that Iran release three Americans it is holding and help find a fourth believed to be in the country. Mr. Obama spoke to a Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And we are not going to relent until we bring home our Americans who are unjustly detained in Iran. Journalist Jason Rezaian should be released. Pastor Saeed Abedini should be released. Amir Hekmati, a former sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, should be released. Iran needs to help us find Robert Levinson. These Americans need to be back home with their families.
Some family members, friends, and associates of the four held in Iran have criticized Mr. Obama for not winning the release of the captives as part of last week's international deal with Tehran. Mr. Obama defended the agreement negotiated by Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the U.S. with Iran. The United Nations Security Council unanimously endorsed it Monday, but Republican critics of Mr. Obama in the U.S. Congress have promised a thorough review of it over the next 60 days before voting whether to support or reject it. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says a regional joint task force to fight the militant group Boko Haram will be up and running by the end of this month. Mr. Buhari told VOA in an interview Tuesday that Nigeria will lead the task force and that troops from several of Nigeria's neighbors could be deployed in operations against the militants. Cameroon is also contributing troops to the task force. Mr. Buhari is in the middle of a four-day visit to Washington. He met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday ahead of meetings with members of Congress. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday to provide reassurances of continued U.S. security support following the agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Prime Minister Netanyahu greeted Carter with a somber face before going into nearly 2 hours of talks at his office in Jerusalem. Neither official commented publicly following the meeting. The Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister indicated that Israel would maintain its opposition at least until the U.S. Congress completes its 60-day review of the accord. Burundians voted in a presidential election Tuesday after a night of unrest sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to win a third term. Gunfire and explosions in the capital of Bujumbura left at least two people dead and one of those a policeman. The election went ahead despite an opposition boycott, months of anti-government protests, and appeals from the international community for the president to step aside. Ohio Governor John Kasich became the 16th Republican to join the 2016 presidential race Tuesday, even as another Republican contender, Donald Trump, stepped up attacks on some of his rivals. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
John Kasich is in his second term as Ohio's governor and previously served 18 years as a congressman, including as chairman of the House Budget Committee. Kasich said his experience as a congressman and governor make him uniquely qualified in the Republican field. Kasich told a crowd at Ohio State University that he has a proven record as a leader who has been tested.
I have lived through them, and I have become stronger for them, and America has become stronger for them. And here's how we've done it: by staying together, not by dividing each other, but by staying together with our eyes on the horizon.
Kasich has a reputation as an effective budget cutter, but he also has an independent streak and at times has defied his party's conservative wing. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Japan says China's aggressive maritime activities in the East China Sea are among the major threats to the country's security as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe pushes through a series of controversial measures aimed at expanding the role of Japan's military. In its annual defense review issued Tuesday, Japan's defense ministry lashed out at Beijing's development of undersea oil and gas reserves in the East China Sea, as well as its increasing military presence near a series of Japanese-controlled islands that are also claimed by China. The report denounced China's activities in the resource-rich South China Sea, where it has begun building several artificial islands, a move which has escalated tensions between Beijing and its East Asian neighbors. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.